right, Barker. So Davis Schneider didn't work out of the leadoff spot. Who's next?
Me.
Where are we going? You?
Me.
Against lefties and righties? Or
absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, well, wouldn't be the worst choice by any stretch of the imagination. 3-2, the Blue Jays losing to the Minnesota Twins. The first game of a three-game series. All right, get the calls in, 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. It is Blue Jays talk with Blair and Barker. The Jays are 17-21. And you say Kikuchi was awfully good tonight, Kevin. In the very least, increasing his trade value. With outings like that, I would think, and with
right
an eye
to
towards well, with
right
an eye
to
towards
it.
The off season, I'm sure Scott right. Boras is probably very happy when he sees outings like that. I mean, the game ended, a line drive off the pitcher's rear end right to the first baseman. Game over. I don't even know where you begin with this. You say Kikuchi did deserve better. Davis Schneider moved into the leadoff spot, had a couple of, one in particular, really bad at-bat at a crucial time. I mean, I don't know what the hell else John Schneider does with this lineup. I just don't. Because it's like, whatever he does, bad results are finding him.
Yeah, I mean, there were some positives, right? IKF looks like, the taller posture, the good direction at least gives him a chance to get the barrel to multiple quadrants. You're seeing him, you hit the fastball the other way. You know, he can get the head out on a bad sweeper, create a little backspin. Like, he's doing some things offensively, and it's a nice, easy little fluid swing. So give him credit. Bo had two hits. Looks to me like he's smiling. He's got a little bit more confidence, which that will probably bode well going forward. Vladdy had a couple of more hits. Now, would you like to see him go 1-for-4 instead of, what was it, 2-for-4 with the two singles with nobody on it? Or to see him go 1-for-4 with, second and third and driving in a couple of runs. But you get four really good pitches from a good pitcher. Sometimes you got to tip your hat there in the fifth inning. So, Ernie Clement had some good at-bats. Like, yeah, there were some positives. It's just those, little innings where John Schneider, if he was sitting over there last night when he was trying to figure out who the, sort of line it up, 1, 2, 3, 4, couldn't have thought it out any better. Like, you want your best guys coming up in the biggest moment. In the fifth inning, it happened. Like, I know you were sort of, laughing that a little bit when you said, what else can John do? I don't think he can do anything else. Now it's up to the players. Like, don't overswing on a hanging sweeper, right? That's the fifth inning. That's the bat you were talking about from Schneider, right? Yeah. That's his sort of natural swing. Would you like to see him tone that down and just sort of try and put that ball in play? Yeah, absolutely, right? It's second, third, nobody out. You're just trying to get that thing in the outfield with a little spin on it, right? Don't try and overswing. You miss it, and then a good pitcher goes to your weakness. Normally, right in those big spots, you get one chance. You don't get it done. It's bodes bad for you, and then you got some bad luck, right? Varsho hits that line drive to first base, and then,
right,
like I mentioned, Vladdy gets pitched to really well. So you can't win for losing. It's that kind of thing, right? The inning started off with two dudes using great baseball IQ. It's like a dude takes third on Austin Martin because he doesn't have a good arm. Like, that's a good scouting report. That's like putting pressure on the defense to make a play to set it up for the guys coming up just to make the at-bat a little bit easier. What's Ernie Clement do? He runs with his head up watching the play and goes to second. It sort of just worked itself out to line up for the top of the order, and top of the order didn't get it done. It's just sort of like Groundhog Day, Jeff. Like, we come on here and we talk sort of about the same thing, the same at-bats and the biggest moments, and they continue just not to get him done.
Well, I mean, Joe Ryan, after that hit and run, strikes out Davis Schneider, Dalton Varsho, the line drive right to Carlos Santana. Carlos Santana, by the way, does love hitting in the Rogers Center, does he not? I think he's got like 14 or 15 career home runs against the Blue Jays. And Vladdy Jr. Lines out. You're right, he's pitched well by Joe Ryan from that point on. The next inning, three ground ball outs, Turner, Jansen, Bichette, and his final inning, fly ball, strikeout swinging, and Clement hits into 6-3, and then the bullpen takes over, and Rocco Baldelli you know, changing things up a little bit since he's come off the IL. Johan Duran has usually gotten save opportunities, but you know, Schneider, Varsho, Guerrero, he gives them to Duran, and then he comes back with Griffin Jacks. And part of me thinks that Kevin, that he saw Guerrero sitting there, and that's, he wanted his best in against Vladdy Jr. in that situation. And then, of course, as we said, Griffin Jacks comes in and gets the save, and then and the Twins win again. And Max Kepler. Max Kepler comes up with a pinch hit. 11-game hitting streak. He extends his hitting streak with a pinch hit. Like, that's a lot happened for the Twins tonight, but, Kevin, you've been in that situation as a hitter. That's got to feel that's got to feel just brilliant, extending your hitting streak with a pinch hit.
Yeah, well, you know, what you want to do as a pinch hitter, I've tried to do this, you want to get ahead in the count. You want to sort of make it predictable on what you're going to get, and then you can look right down the middle. Cabrera threw him a two-seamer right down the middle, and dudes that have 10-game hitting streaks coming in, don't miss those. Like, that's, you know, Cabrera's got to be better. Like, there's dudes now, they're 38 games in. I said this on our show today. Like, dudes need to be better. Like, it's just, it's time to stop hanging split fingers and stop throwing two-seamers down the middle, and it's time. Like, it's time to turn the page on the bad and start, you know, doing your job and getting lefties out when you're supposed to be getting them out. Make a pitch when you're supposed to be making a pitch, and at least give your offense a chance to win a game. Again, I think we got to, you know, roll back around to Yusei Kikuchi. That, for me, is the best I've ever seen him. I know he didn't have the amount of punch outs that he has had in some really good starts, but, Jeff, he had 6-3 up, 3 downs, and 8 innings. Yep. He had 21 pitches combined in the last 3 innings. He averaged a little over 12 pitches per inning. Other than the bad luck first inning where the 2 curveballs that he gave up on hits were good pitches. I mean, the slider that he threw was right down the middle, but it was down. I mean, sometimes you just got to tip your hat and, you know, say it's baseball. He missed his spot to Santana. Santana's 100 years old. I mean, it's just like, right, it's 97 miles an hour. He misses 3 or 4 inches off the plate. I know he wanted it up with 2 strikes, but it's still 97 off the plate. I mean, he's just got elite stuff, right? He's commanded the zone with 3 different pitches. I mean, he's all over the edges with the fastball. He's down with the 2 secondary pitches, the slow breaking ball and slider. He's oozing confidence. Like, that mechanics and that windup's repeatable. I mean, every time he's out there, if you're his agent, you're just going cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. That's some elite stuff, dude.
It is something else. The last time he had an outing like this, the last time he went this long, 2019, he threw a shutout against the Blue Jays while he was with the Seattle Mariners. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Mitch in Toronto, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey there, boys. Can you hear me okay?
Got you well.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I listen to you every day and every evening after the Jays games. I was at the game today. I'm just walking home, so apologies if you can hear the traffic around me. Just wanted to say, first off, before getting to the actual team, the stadium looks great. It was my 5th game this year already, going to 5 games already. I was out in Dodger Stadium and at Petco earlier at the end of April, and obviously fantastic parks. But you know what? The Rogers Center is looking fantastic. Unfortunately, the product on the field is not is not great right now. And, you know, I guess I'm just calling in to say, you know, I was at the game. I bought tickets about a week ago to go with a friend. And, you know, this afternoon I was actually kind of dreading going because I just kind of had, you know, I'm just not as into the Jays anymore. And I don't know, it's just a lack of interest right now. And, you know, you're talking to a guy that's been a Blue Jays fan for all 29 years of, you know, being on the planet. And it's just a sad state that the franchise is in right now. And even when John Schneider, you know, makes the right move on paper to go with the lefty-lefty, you just knew something bad was going to happen there. And, you know, I do feel for John, but, you know, at some point, something's got to happen here. And I'd just love to hear your guys' thoughts on, you know, the next steps here, because I don't think we're talking about salvaging this year anymore. You know, a friend of mine texted me this evening and said, you know, let's extend Kikuchi. I'm like, I don't think so. I think we're talking about what can we get for him in a trade right now. I don't think we're looking at extending Kikuchi at all. Anyways, I just wanted to call and say love you guys. And, you know, ballpark looks great, but disappointing year. But we'll still be listening to you guys for the rest of the summer. Take care.
Thanks, Mitch. I appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I mean, I talked to a lot of people. Kevin, I know you talked to a lot of people when we're out and about. And, if I was management here, I wouldn't take this fan base for granted. And I don't think that they are doing that, but I would be, I'd be really cautious about what I do. And what I mean by that is, you know, these are good fans here, but mm-hmm. we're at the point where they want to hear what your plan is. Because the good fans that are here and the smart fans that are here, they know that the window of opportunity for Vladdy and Bo is closing. And none of them expect, I don't think any fans expect either of them to re-sign here, which is another story. But, yeah, I think the Jays have to let people know what the plan is here, because we are getting to the point where we're already having uncomfortable discussions. Fans are having uncomfortable discussions. I can tell you the players are having uncomfortable discussions about this thing. They're going to say all the right things, of course. You know, we're still optimistic. It's going to turn around and all that. But, we talked about it a lot today in Blair and Barker, Kevin, that what you do with Vladdy and Bo is that's the most important decision/decisions this franchise has had to make, I would argue, since maybe Carlos Delgado deciding to let him go. And if you're not going to win, the fans at least need to know that there's a plan here.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's well said.
I can't say it any other way.
Yeah, it just sort of mind-boggling that the end of the season last year, you knew what the problem was, Jeff. At the beginning of the season, the first 38 games, you know what the problem is. Like, it's not – you don't need a rocket scientist or a khaki to come up and tell you what the problem is. Like, I think that's the part of it that I don't really understand. And I think, again, to your point, maybe it would be nice to occasionally hear the front office say, you know, this is not good enough, or we're going to do this, that, or the other. Like, I at least have some clarity on what the plan is and where you're going to go with this, instead of just, it seems like they're waiting until Vladdy and Bo get hot so they can try and make a move with one of them or both of them.
I don't even know that. Like, here's the thing. That, look, let's be clear. They cannot come out and say to us, okay, here's the plan. One, we're going to trade Kikuchi for a left-handed bat and a prospect. Two, that's not what we're talking about. But, I mean, put it this way. Try to get an answer on the record from Ross Atkins about where things stand contractually with Bo or Vladdy. Just try it.
Yeah.
And what you're going to hear is, there's got to be a give and take on both sides, assumed risk. Yeah, I mean, words that we've heard for 3 or 4 years. And yeah, I understand. You can't tell everybody the state secrets. But you have to, I think, tell people or give people a sense of direction with this team. Because in addition, quite frankly, to the product on the field right now, I think it's pretty safe in saying I don't think Blue Jays fans have any faith in Ross Atkins. I mean, I don't think they have any faith in him. And it's a smart fan base. You got them engaged in 2015 and 2016. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was here for the dark years. And I don't think anybody wants to go back to those years. And you played during those dark years.
Yeah,
and we don't want to go back to that. And I am more concerned now than I have been, since 2016. Because I just, I'm sorry, if you're not going to sign Vladdy and or Bo, you can't hang your hat on that anymore. I mean, Vladdy was signed by the guy who was here before you. Was signed by Alex Anthopoulos. So, other than paying a whole bunch of money for an expensive starting rotation, which has been really good, in terms of the lineup, it's been like odds and ends. A fix here, a fix there, and it's just not good enough. It's just not good enough.
Nope.
And I can't put it any other way. Jamie in Toronto, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Yeah, hi there. What I wanted to talk about is you know, sort of the piggyback of what you guys are talking about is leadership. You know, I don't care what the other teams are doing. I compare the Jays to the 92-93 Jays. And I'll tell you something. There was a game plan in place, and it starts with head office. I don't know what head office is doing. I think most of the Jays players are completely overrated and put on a pedestal. You know, the only thing they're consistent about is being inconsistent. You know, it's just I'm all storied out with the analytics, the statistics, who they trade for. All their trades never fruition into anything. Is it bad luck? I don't know. I just don't think people want to come here and play here. And I don't. If I was Vladdy, and if you were Vladdy, would you want to stay here with other options that are out there and play for a winning organization? The only thing these two guys have done at head office is revamped.
You're talking about the front office, right? You're talking about Mark and Ross.
I'm talking about the front office. I mean, shame on them. I mean, they just tell stories. And listen, I'm not a big baseball guy. But to me, you know, there's far too much analytics. What this guy's pitching, that guy's doing. All I care about is wins. That's the only analytic I really care about. And the Jays, for some reason, just don't achieve that. I don't know where their greatness has gone. But, you know, I can't compare them to the 92-93 team. Fine, Houston's won a few championships in the past year and are the worst team in baseball. But what do we have in Toronto? What honestly, do we have no culture. There's no culture.
Well, there are,
the Red Sox have got culture. The Dodgers have got culture.
You know, yeah, well,
there's just no culture here. There's no leadership.
Yeah, I mean, I respectfully disagree with there's no culture here, but I will say this. I think the culture has changed since 2015 and 2016. And you are right. I mean, for the longest time, again, I keep getting back to this. The culture was Bo and Vladdy. Bo and Vladdy are going to lead us to the promised land. Vladdy and Bo are going to lead us to the promised land. Bo's going to win a batting title. Vladdy's going to be an MVP. I mean, that was what was supposed to happen here. That's what we've all been waiting for. And, I mean, the caller's right. In the past couple of years, it hasn't happened. I made the point last year. I think they won fewer regular season games last year than they did the year before. Last year was not a step forward.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination, it was not a step forward. Mm-mm. And it's funny, you know, I think of this now. I think maybe the Jays overreacted to that loss to Seattle in the playoffs, and I think they underreacted to the loss to the Minnesota Twins. I think two off seasons in a row, they've got it wrong. And, you know, we're seeing that this year. We're seeing that with the team at 17-21. And as Buck said during the telecast, I know we're up against the clock here a little bit. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Buck made a good point during the telecast here. You know, you take a look around the American League East. Like, I got news for you. The Tampa Bay Rays, they're healthy. They're getting healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think they're going to be retreating. So we're looking right now at a team that is it's the worst team in the American League East. It is.
Yeah.
And
it's the worst offense in the American League East for sure.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be saying that. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590, 3-2. The Blue Jays have lost to the Minnesota Twins, first of three games. Yusei Kikuchi was awfully good. The Minnesota Twins, though, they do know how to win ball games. We'll take a break and come back with more. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Eighth, ninth, you had Jimmy up instead of a spot where normally Jordan was there. Was Jordan available today if you need him? Is something going on with him physically?
No, everyone was fine. I think just looking at it, you know, with Jimmy being fine, you know, with their lineup, I think both Jimmy and Jordan would handle their pinch hitters too. Obviously, they would handle their guys that are in the lineup as well. But I think kind of just saving Jordan for if we did go to extras. And you know, Jimmy's been arguably our best reliever, you know, so just trying to gauge out where the game was. But, yeah, I think either one of them would have been fine. But I think Jordy in extra innings with his strikeout potential, that's kind of what we were waiting for.
That is John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, talking after today's 3-2 loss to the Minnesota Twins. Kevin, I think when we were talking, the one question we had was why Genesis Cabrera and not Tim Mesa. Garcia and Romano. I mean, it's just me the way the Jays are in the bullpen right now. I probably want to have the lead before I use either of them. But you know, it was the first. Jimmy Garcia hasn't pitched since April 28th with the back issue. Do you have any issue with the way John used the bullpen tonight?
Yeah, I think neither one of the lefties been any good this year. I mean, Tim Mays has been a tick better. You know, he's been sporadic on, you know, just location and velocity and break on the slider. Hennessy Cabrera leaves too many balls down the middle. Like the spinner.
Would you have gone then to Garcia?
I think you're flipping a coin. The Garcia thing, look, he's trying to give his lineup a chance to walk it off. That's basically what he's trying to do. And you know, look, he's got two dudes down there I think he counts on. That's the ninth inning guy and the eighth inning guy, now that Jimmy's back, right? Jimmy sort of can do all of it. Whenever you need it to bridge it to try and get it to Jordan, he's the guy to do it with. I just think sort of John and Petey and DeMarlo Hill, they're all over there just trying to figure out ways to give the lineup a chance to do something. And it's a hard way to try and do it, Jeff. Like, it's just – it's just you're piecing it together to try and hope and pray that somebody gets a big hit, and most of the time it doesn't work out that way, and then people start pointing the finger and judging on what you're trying to do with your pen, when it more, for me, has to do with what their offense is not doing and trying to use their pen and their best guys to give the lineup a chance to do something.
Yeah, listen, it's awfully hard to manage a bullpen when you're only going to get two runs or one run or two runs. I mean, it really is, especially against a team like the Twins. You know, I guess the way I would look at it is Kikuchi gave you so much, but I don't know. You know, the other thing too is I hate to say this. I know this sounds really kind of dumb, but I think it's true. I mean, you got these guys on your team for a reason, right? You've got Cabrera and Richards and Meza and Pearson and whoever for a reason, but coming off an off day, I don't know. I don't know if I had a redo, how I would have done it if I was.
Don't fall behind John a hot hitter and throw a two-seamer down the middle. How about try not to do that?
Yeah, Gary in Vancouver, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Have you got me?
I got you, Gary.
Hi. I'd like to thank the producer for letting me on, first of all. I'm a Blue Jays fan from way back. I didn't like the fact that they got rid of Gurriel. I didn't like the fact that they got rid of Hernandez. They're both playing well in their respective teams. Matt Chapman's gone. I was a big fan. And the guy that's now playing for Philadelphia was a big fan. Now, not only that, the Jacket's gone. If you look at that dugout, all you see is the manager with no grin on his face. You see the pitching coach worrying about everything. This team is in deep trouble. I'm not talking about the starting pitching. It's wonderful, but you can't be perfect. I've been hearing on post-game show, I hear that all the time. You can't be perfect. And Vladdy is $20 million, and he's hit one home run in 21 games. That doesn't cut it. Bichette, he's trying to hit the snot out of the ball. All I can say is this. Four players that I really liked are gone, and you're trying to replace them with a 39-year-old from L.A. that I think L.A. got rid of him. You know, he left for some reason.
He went to Boston. He had a good year in Boston, in fairness to Justin Turner. He had a good year.
But I tell you something. I listen to you guys a lot, and in my opinion, you can't bring up a guy from the minors. That's not going to solve it. What's going to solve it is that it's either going to turn around or we're going to have to make a trade. And I tell you something, I'm not really fond of Vladdy. Bichette, I like him because he's, something has to change because right now it doesn't look good. And I appreciate you letting me talk. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've been saying something's got to change for a while.
Last year. I mean, let's be frank.
Well,
about
yeah, that, there year. Is the you, yeah there is that there truly there truly is that yeah
still
the
home
run
jacket.
They still don't have a cleanup hitter.
No,
exactly. I don't know what happened. I was told the cleanup jacket was going to come, or the cleanup. Maybe it should be the cleanup. I was told the home run jacket was going to come back. Vladdy said he was going to bring it back. I'm told it exists someplace, but that for whatever reason,
the
fun police. It has not seen the light of day because it may damage the culture of the clubhouse. The culture of a team that is 17-21.
Well, all jokes aside, he wouldn't be wearing it much. He don't hit a bunch of home runs.
I was going to say there wouldn't be.
They wouldn't be wearing it much.
Yeah,
maybe for doubles or walks.
Yeah,
you walk, maybe. You wear it.
John Schneider was asked about the runners, the situation. We had runners in second and third in the what? 1-2-3 count, Jeff. Fifth inning, was it? Fifth inning, sixth inning? 1-2-3-4-5 Fifth inning after the hit and run pulled off by Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Ernie Clement. And, of course, we talked about Davis Schneider struck out. Dalton Varsho lined out to Carlos Santana. Vladdy flied out to right. This was John Schneider when asked about that situation.
No, that's a situation you want to take advantage of, obviously. You know, I'll take Schneider up in that spot, you know, anytime. Didn't get it done, and then Varsho hits a missile, and Vlad hits the ball well to right field. But those are the spots where, you know, you got to at least manufacture one, I think, and try to get back in the game a little bit. Tonight didn't happen. You know, same could be said about the ninth inning. You know, Bo, you know, down to two strikes, two outs, grinds, second hit of the night. Cav works a walk, pretty savvy base running there to kind of get in Carlos's way on Izzy's ball. And, you know, Ernie squares up a ball off the pitcher. You know, like, what can you do? So those situations, second and third, nobody out, you definitely want to at least get one there. I thought tonight we were just a little bit unlucky.
Yeah, we should also mention eighth inning, David Schneider does work a walk against Yoan Duran. Cool. And
Duran's
Dalton
what
Varsho
it's supposed
hits,
to look like, buddy.
Dalton Varsho hits into Kevin. This guy threw a 102.3 mile an hour fastball. He threw splitters at 95, 98.5, 97. He
That's
threw
what it's
splitters
supposed to look
like. At 98.5.
Think Twinkie fans are excited when he comes in the game? I would be. 13 pitches he threw, three up, three down. I know he walked the first guy, but then he got he threw the sinker down and away to Varsho and got the double play. That's how you do it. Like, yep. Stad Levine said that, right? That's something they've been preaching is be efficient, get ahead, quick outs. You know, pass the baton that way, you'll be better off. The less pitches they see, the better off you'll be. And, dude, you got stuff like that. Attack. That's something special, boy. Woo.
Yeah, it really was. We mentioned Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had himself a good game, three hits and a home run. He's a nice player. I'm not going to say that he'd be playing every day in a championship team, but he's a useful player.
He knows
he's
his role. Player. How about that? You got to know your role to be successful. He goes up there and. You know, he's not a home run hitter. He's trying to stay tall. He's trying to be on time. He's trying to catch it out front. He's tall, and that allows him to cover quadrants, right? The ball that he hit for the single to right was at his eyeballs. It was a fastball. That's how you're supposed to do it. Don't overdo it. Don't try too hard. Just put barrel to ball and play good defense and be a smart base runner, right? It's going that first to third on that single left. Plays right in front of you. You don't need third base coach to take him over there. Do your homework. No, dude, don't have a strong arm. Test it, get there, and that's how you try and help a team win a baseball game. So, yeah, I mean, look, the more he plays, the more you forget they gave him 2 years, $15 million. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Now again, no, it's not. As I said, he would be a fine added piece on a really good team. But you're right. It's the contract certainly – the contract certainly wasn't his fault. Tomorrow it'll be Simeon Woods Richardson, who was a Blue Jays farmhand at one time, against Kevin Gausman. We'll see what happens with the leadoff spot. For those of you who may have missed it, Davis Schneider led off tonight because George Springer was under the weather with the same flu virus that he had in Philadelphia. And Kevin Kiermaier also had it as well. So Davis Schneider got the much-awaited leadoff appearance. And, well, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Let me ask you a question. Who would you rather have up second and third and nobody else? George Springer or Davis Schneider? Bing, bang, boom. There's your answer.
Still rather have Davis Schneider right
there
now.
There you go. Say it out loud, Jeff. You know you want to.
I did say it out loud. But anyhow, we shall see. We shall see what John Schneider.
Right now, it may not matter.
Mind tomorrow.
That's basically where we're at with this.
Well, we're at right now. You were right. Give me my four best hitters. I want them 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take your chances.
Now, the question, we don't have time to talk about this, but the question is Justin Turner one of your top four hitters right now?
That's debatable.
His average is lower now than is it the lowest point since the fifth game of the regular season. Anyhow. That's it for us tonight. Blue Jays Baseball back again tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Almont and Carlton Place. Shout out to Lanark County. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust protection.